C3 AI software enables organizations to use artificial intelligence at enterprise scale, solving previously unsolvable business problems. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
Here's your closing bell brief for Monday, September 20th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Worries over China's property market triggered a broad sell-off on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 614 points, or nearly 1.8%, to close at 33,970. The Nasdaq finished 330 points lower, or about 2.2%, and all 11 sectors of the S&P 500 finished in the red. The broad index closed down 75 points, or 1.7%. Investors began selling off at the market open, concerned about a potential default by the heavily indebted property developer China Evergrande. The company's debt burden is the biggest for any publicly traded real estate management or development company in the world. Here's WSJ Markets reporter Gunjan Banerjee.
The reason this is trickling into global markets is that China plays such an important role in the global financial system. So will this spill over into banks around the world, which were some of the worst performers in the stock market today?
Among big banks, Goldman Sachs shares were down 3.4%, and J.P. Morgan Chase and Morgan Stanley each fell about 3%. Energy stocks with exposure to China's economy also took it on the chin. Freeport-McMoRan lost about 5.7%. Futures for Brent crude, the benchmark in international energy markets, fell about 1.5% to $74.18 a barrel. Today's market turmoil was also felt by cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin fell to about $43,750. Elsewhere, shares of General Motors fell 3.8%. The automaker says it'll start replacing batteries in recalled Chevy Bolt electric cars next month. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist in your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.